Welcome to the Deep Dive. We sift through articles, research, and, well, our own notes to bring you the most important insights. Today, we're taking a deep dive into something that's fundamentally reshaping how, you know, how we all interact with businesses, AI agents in customer service. And this isn't just a minor tweak. In our world of like always on instant gratification, customer service is going through this massive transformation.
It really is.
And these intelligent virtual agents, or IVAs, they're right at the center of it all. So our mission today is really to unpack what these agents are, why they seem to be exploding right now, their capabilities, some are quite surprising, the benefits, real world examples you might have already run into, and what's next?
Yeah, what the future holds.
Exactly. We're basing this on some great source material mapping out the landscape. And just to give you a sense of scale, Gartner predicts that by 2025, a huge 80% of customer service teams will be using generative AI somehow.
80%.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's not just efficiency. It's like a total rethink of the customer experience. Okay, so let's unpack this. This transformation, it's truly fascinating.
What's really fascinating, I think, is just how quickly this shift is accelerating.
Yeah.
You've got two big drivers. The AI tech maturing really fast and, well, us customers demanding more.
Right. Higher expectations.
Exactly. So for you, the listener, this deep dive should give you a clear picture of how this intelligence is changing the game, really, for everyone involved.
Okay. So let's cut through the buzzwords then. What exactly are these AI agents we're talking about?
Well, simply put, they're AI-powered virtual assistants designed specifically to interact with customers for support.
Okay.
They simulate human chat, text, or voice, answer questions, guide you, perform tasks. Think of them as that sort of digital front line.
And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. The leap from those, you know, clunky rule-based chatbots we all remember from maybe 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Today's intelligent virtual agents is just immense. Those old bots were so rigid, fixed scripts, only understood keywords.
Right. If you went off script, they just stall.
Exactly. Hit a wall. They didn't really learn. And you usually only found them in one little chat window on a website.
Today's AI agents are, well, they're a completely different animal. They learn continuously from data, from interactions. They adapt responses in real time.
How do they do that?
Crucially, they use natural language understanding, NLU. That lets them grasp the full context, figure out your intent, even sense the sentiment, you know, if you're frustrated or confused.
So they understand meaning, not just words.
Precisely. And their responses aren't just pre-written answers pulled from a list. They're dynamically generated, often using generative AI, so they feel much more personalized, more human-like.
Wow.
They can handle all sorts of phrasing, ask clarifying questions if needed, recover if they misunderstand. They actually get smarter. And you can find them everywhere. Web, mobile apps, messaging, email, even voice calls. It's a unified experience.
That sounds like a massive jump in capability, so why now? Why is the time ripe for this explosion?
It really boils down to the tech breakthroughs. Recent advances in deep learning, large language models, LLMs, they've given these virtual assistants capabilities that were, frankly, science fiction just a few years back.
Like what specifically?
Well, AI bots can now understand really complex sentences, keep track of the conversation context over multiple turns.
Ah, so they remember what you talked about earlier.
Exactly. And they can take action proactively, like checking your order status in the company system or actually creating a support ticket for you, all without needing a human to step in. It's a profound shift.
And businesses are clearly seeing the value. There's this Salesforce report. It found 92% of decision makers already using AI say generative AI helps them deliver better service.
92%.
Yeah. And 83% plan to ramp up their AI investments. Nearly three quarters say AI will fundamentally change their whole customer experience strategy.
So if you connect the dots, it's clear this isn't just dabbling anymore. It's strategic. It's a full-scale investment because the tech now enables this transformation. It's becoming table stakes, a competitive necessity.
Okay, so they're smart, they learn, they integrate, but how does that actually transform your experience as a customer? It sounds like they mimic the best parts of human support, like empathy and problem solving.
Well, mimic is maybe part of it, but they also augment it with machine efficiency.
Right. So think about 247 availability, instant responses. Humans work shifts, right?
Of course.
But these virtual agents, always on. Yeah. So you get help the second you need it, late night password reset, holiday question, when the office is shut.
And the response time is usually just seconds. Compare that to waiting on hold.
Oh, yeah. No comparison. Studies show faster responses massively boost satisfaction. And for a lot of people, that 24-hour service is just expected now.
It's becoming the baseline.
What's more, they're inherently multilingual and omnichannel. That's huge for global companies or even local ones with diverse customers.
Absolutely. A single AI agent with the right training can chat in dozens of languages.
Yeah.
And it worked seamlessly across web chat, apps, email, social media, SMS, voice.
So you get the same experience wherever you interact.
A consistent global experience, yeah.
And this capacity, it frees up the human agents, right? Lets them focus on the really tricky stuff.
Exactly. Think about all those repetitive questions. How do I reset my password? Where's my order? Basic troubleshooting.
Right.
Perfect for an AI to handle instantly.
So it's not about replacing people.
Not necessarily. It's more about elevating their role, moving them from handling routine stuff to being expert problem solvers, dealing with complex cases, building relationships. They shift from, say, order takers to true specialists.
They also seem great at handling data in real time.
Oh, definitely. They can tap into your CRM, your order system, whatever, instantly.
Yeah.
That's how they give those personalized responses like, I see you ordered that laptop last week. It's on the truck due Tuesday.
That's pretty cool.
Beyond just you, they can spot trends, like a sudden surge in complaints about the same thing. The AI can flag that for the company, potentially heading off a bigger issue.
And crucially, you mentioned they know their limits. The handoff to humans.
Yes, that's critical. A well-designed system knows when it's out of its depth. If you need real empathy or a policy exception, or if you just say talk to a human.
Yeah, sometimes you just need that.
Right. The AI should smoothly transfer you, ideally giving the human agent all the context it gathered so far so you don't have to repeat yourself.
That avoids a lot of frustration.
It does. And this raises an important question for you, the listener. How does that balance the AI efficiency plus the seamless human backup? How does that shape your overall feeling about a company's service? It really defines that modern customer journey.
That seamless handoff feels absolutely critical. Okay, so let's dig into the direct business benefits. Why are companies jumping on this bandwagon?
Well, the first big one is speed. Faster resolution times.
Makes sense. No waiting in queues.
Exactly. Issues often resolved in seconds. And even if it does go to a human, the AI has already done the groundwork, got your details, maybe tried basic steps. So the human agent gets you sorted much faster.
There was a study, right? Gorgias.
Yeah, Gorgias found AI helped businesses resolve tickets 52% faster. That's significant.
Huge. Then there's cost and scalability.
Big time. Human support is expensive. Salaries, training, offices. AI agents, after the initial setup, handle massive volumes for a tiny marginal cost.
And they don't need breaks or overtime pay.
Right. One agent can scale to millions of interactions. McKinsey actually estimated AI adoption cuts customer service operating costs by about 35% on average.
35%? Wow. And you mentioned personalization earlier. How does a machine manage that?
By tapping into data. CRM data, purchase history, past chats. The AI uses all that to tailor the conversation. Greets you by name, remembers preferences, adjusts its approach. It can create a feeling of personal attention, sometimes even more consistently than a busy human agent juggling calls.
Okay, I can see that.
And beyond just reacting, the more advanced ones do sentiment analysis. They analyze your words, maybe even your tone of voice, to sense if you're getting frustrated or confused.
And then what?
They can adjust their approach, maybe offer to escalate sooner, or flag it for human review. But even more exciting is the shift to proactive support.
Meaning?
Instead of waiting for you to report a problem, the AI anticipates it. Gartner calls this preemptive service, thinks it's the next gold standard.
Give me an example.
Imagine an AI monitoring your smart fridge. It detects a part wearing out before it fails and proactively schedules a technician visit. Or maybe alerts you that your subscription is low based on usage patterns.
So it fixes problems before I even know they exist.
That's the idea.
Okay, so what powers all this? It sounds incredibly complex.
It is complex, but it's a synergy of technologies.
Uh-huh.
At the heart is natural language processing, NLP. That's the magic that lets computers understand and generate human language.
You mentioned NLU earlier.
Right, NLU, natural language. Understanding, that's the part that interprets your meaning and intent. Then there's NLG, natural language generation, which craps the AI's human-like reply.
Got it. But the AI doesn't work in a vacuum, right?
Absolutely not. Its real power comes from integration. It needs to connect to the company's core systems, CRM, ERP, databases, help desks to fetch info, update records, actually do things.
And you said they learn continuously.
Yes, through feedback loops. They get retrained periodically on new data, recent chats, corrections made by humans. This refines their understanding, updates their knowledge base. They literally get smarter over time.
That continuous learning seems key. Okay, let's look at some real-world examples. How are companies actually using this stuff?
Well, one of the biggest use cases is automated ticket resolution. So many issues are common and repetitive.
Password resets again.
Exactly. Or address changes, civil billing questions. An AI trained on historical tickets can handle these end-to-end, often without any human needing to see it.
Makes sense. What about e-commerce?
Order tracking is huge. Where is my order? Wizmo is probably the number one question.
I can believe it.
An AI integrated with the order system can give you that instant update. Yep, order, #12345, shipped yesterday, expected delivery Friday. Saves everyone time.
And it's not just solving problems, you said. Driving sales.
Right. Personalized product recommendations. Picture a virtual shopping assistant popping up while you browse. Hey, noticed you're looking at hiking boots. Based on your previous interest in waterproof gear, you might like these.
Like a helpful salesperson, but it's an AI.
Exactly. Powered by analyzing your data. And for tech support software, Telecom AI is great for first-line troubleshooting.
Walking you through steps.
Yeah. Okay, let's try rebooting your modem. Are the lights blinking now? That sort of thing. Guides you through diagnostics.
And it's not just text, right? You mentioned voice.
Definitely. Voice-based virtual assistants are replacing those awful press 1-4 menus.
Thank goodness.
You just speak naturally. Hi, I need to check my bill. The AI uses speech recognition and NLP to understand and respond, often resolving the call or gathering info before routing you, cutting wait times.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Have you recently interacted with an AI agent without even realizing it? They're getting so sophisticated.
It's a great question for you, the listener, to ponder. The sophistication really is remarkable now.
It's clear these agents are powerful, but getting it right, that seems crucial. How do businesses ensure they implement them successfully? What are the best practices?
Good question. First, choosing the right solution is key. Don't just chase the hype. Focus on functionality.
Like what?
Does it really understand language well? Can it integrate easily? Is it scalable? What about languages, analytics, support? Trying it out first, maybe a proof of concept is usually smart.
Okay. And training data. You mentioned that was critical.
Non-negotiable. High quality data is everything. Clean, diverse, relevant. If you train it on garbage, well, garbage in, garbage out.
Leads to frustrated customers.
Exactly. It needs ongoing curation, testing, making sure it truly understands real-world language.
And what about the human element, keeping people in the loop?
Absolutely vital. The best setups blend automation with human oversight. Humans are still essential for complex issues, for training the AI, for quality control.
And that easy handoff we talked about.
Crucial. You need that seamless escape hatch. Think of the AI as a super capable junior agent. It still needs coaching and backup from the experienced humans.
So the human role changes, it doesn't disappear.
Precisely. What's fascinating is how the human element gets redefined. It's about intelligent collaboration. Humans focus where human intelligence adds most value. And for you, the customer, that should mean better, faster service overall.
Finally, you need to measure success, right? KPIs.
Definitely. Track things like, how many issues does the bot handle alone? That's the containment rate. Customer satisfaction scores, obviously, response times, how accurately does it escalate? And of course, cost savings. Regular reviews are needed to tune it, improve the ROI.
Okay, we've covered a lot about now, but
yeah.
This field moves so fast. What's next? What can we expect down the road?
The big one is generative AI getting even better, leading to hyper-personalization.
Right, meaning?
Future agents running on more efficient LLMs won't just pull answers. They'll compose unique responses tailored incredibly specifically to your context, your history, real-time data. Deloitte thinks this kind of agentic AI will be deeply woven into workflows.
We're also going to see much more AI in voice and video, you think?
For sure. VoiceBots replacing phone menus is just the start. Think about AI helping in video support, understanding what it sees through your camera, guiding you visually. Maybe even generating custom how-to videos on the fly.
Wow. Truly omnichannel, then.
Text, voice, video, a seamless experience across all of them. Yeah.
And the most revolutionary shift you mentioned, predictive service, self-healing.
Yeah, moving beyond reactive. Imagine AI mining data usage patterns, device sensors to predict problems before they happen.
Like the fridge example.
Right. Or your web host adding resources just before a traffic surge hits your site.
Mm-hmm.
Or your car detecting a worn part and booking itself in for service. The AI initiates the service contact, not you.
That fundamentally changes things.
It really does. Which raises a huge question. How will these predictive self-healing systems change our very definition of customer service? It pushes the boundaries of what support even means.
So wrapping up, it's clear AI agents are truly transforming customer service, moving it from reactive to proactive, boosting efficiency, and enabling these hyper-personalized experiences.
Indeed. And the key takeaway, I think, is that the tools, the methods, they've matured. Implementing this isn't science fiction anymore. It's achievable. And it's an investment that pays off better engagement, leaner operations, a real competitive edge.
So as you go about your day, maybe think about this. What surprising interaction might you have with an AI agent next? What could it predict about your needs before you even realize them?
Yeah.
How might this huge shift in service delivery change what we all expect from businesses entirely? Definitely something to keep exploring.